In the studio with us this morning, we have the Bednarczyks, Joe and Joe. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting us back.
Well, thank you for coming back once again. We hear your commercials weekly, and you know you've been with Senior Radio Buffalo right since the inception. So we really appreciate your being back with us. We've had a couple of weeks of interviews where we've been talking about some of the things that you guys do, some of the things that is that are unique, I should say, to Andrews Estate Services. And this morning, it might be nice, we thought, to talk to someone who actually had a testimonial, someone who actually used your services and heard about them on Senior Radio Buffalo. We'd like to welcome to the show, on the phone with us, Larry Bartos. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. No complaints. Nice day, and I'm enjoying myself. And it's always nice to have the Bednarczyks here. I always feel good when I'm in the company of two other Joes. You know, three Joes, no waiting. So, Larry, give us a little bit of background. I guess your wife heard us talking on Senior Radio Buffalo, and you had a situation where you needed an estate service, and you gave them a call. So tell us a little bit of background about what happened.
Well, my dad had passed in 2002, and my mom died in 2014, and there I was in 2017, still trying to clean out the house, which had 60 years worth of stuff in it. And my wife came home and said, hey, I heard this commercial for Andrews Estate Service. So I gave him a call, and Joe set up, you know, an appointment with me. He came down. We did an interview, which normally takes about an hour. Well, 3.5 hours later, Joe was finally leaving because we were having such a good time. And I had questions. He had answers.
What kind of things, I mean, when you actually saw this, you said it took, you know, a few years to get this actually done. Was it something that it was just so massive you just felt like, oh, I'll do this later. I'll put this off. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. How did it actually, what caused you to procrastinate with this?
Well, I don't have any brothers or sisters, so I was kind of stuck by myself there. My wife and kids helped me out the best they could, but it was very overwhelming. I didn't know what to do. And once Joe got on board, everything went very smoothly.
You know, when you see something like that and you don't have brothers and sisters involved, I mean, this is going to sound kind of cold, but I'm going to ask the question. Did you ever say, I'm just going to get rid of everything and not even worry about it?
No.
Okay.
I had a lot of stuff that was sentimental to me there.
And
but it was getting to that point.
Well, yeah, because you're sitting there, you're thinking about it. I mean, you know, in some instances, now this may be a situation where you were going to keep the house, but some individuals are thinking, you know, we've got to sell, we've got to get this stuff out of here, we have a certain time frame. But it just came to the fact that you needed to do it. And what kind of things did the Bednarczyks do that put you at ease?
Well, be honest with you, once they started working there, everything went very smoothly. Whatever I wanted put aside, Joe said make a list out. He did it. They put it aside for me. They came in and went through everything. If they had a question on if I wanted something yet further on, they asked me, and heck, everything went real great. I mean, when they said they'd be there on time, they were there. They had everything done. It went smooth. As a matter of fact, when they cleaned the house out, they left it cleaner than I would have left it. They did a fantastic job.
Well, they said they leave it broom clean, you know, by the time that they're done. Was there anything in the house, Larry, that you thought might have value that they advised you on?
Anything I thought that was worth anything was the complete opposite.
You know, we found that
I was
usually the way.
Get rid of,
yeah.
They said keep. It kind of worked out that way.
Can you think of any items that you found that you really that you had forgotten about, or that you kept because it was something that had great meaning to your grandparents?
Yeah, I had a few items, a few tokens that my grandmother and grandfather left, and my parents were there too. So we had, you know, combined 60 years worth of stuff in that house, but. Yeah, there was lots of mementos, pictures and such. And, yeah, I mean, they just, you know, it just made my day, put it that way.
Well, that's really good. I mean, I think that there's, you know, when we put ourselves in the listener's position, you know, there's a lot of things that come into mind. First off, you know, you're letting someone that you don't know into your home. That's the first thing that I'm sure people concern themselves with. The other
right.
thing is, suppose they find something you know, for instance, quote unquote, money. We've all heard about the money that's, you know, in an old purse or behind a, you know, it's tucked inside a frame of a picture. Or just, you know, that's another concern. People are saying, well, suppose they find something, they don't tell me about it, or things like that. But the Bednarczyks put you at ease when you talk to them, right?
Oh, most definitely. And as a matter of fact, they did find some cash in the house that I forgot about, and it was probably buried for a long time. And they gave it all to me. I mean, they said, here it is. You know, we didn't even count it. We found this, and it's all for you. It's yours.
Now, Larry, when they went through here, how long of a period of time did it take for Andrews Estate Services to actually do what they needed to do in the home?
Probably 3.5 months, maybe. But we had over 60 years worth of stuff. I mean,
right.
When I first called Joe and I told him, I said, hey, you know, this house is loaded. It was loaded. I mean, oh, my God, you couldn't even walk in there. There was so much stuff. But, well, yeah, I mean, I have nothing but praise for them guys. They were respectful. They were on time. They did a great job. And I'm proud to say that I'm now a personal friend with those guys.
We're talking this morning with Larry Bartos, who is an individual who worked with Andrews Estate Services and the Bednarczyks and had his paternal grandparents' home kind of liquidated after they passed away. You know, I'm going to ask Joe Bednarczyk here. Joe, did you think of anything that you can think of in Larry's situation that was unique, or is it the same thing that happens whenever you go into an individual's home?
Well, a couple of points. Number one, as Larry had mentioned, we did request during our consultation evaluation for him to make a list of items he was looking for in the house, and I guaranteed him if they're there, we'll find them. And if I'm not mistaken, we found every single one of them. Regarding the money, there was a time actually Larry was visiting in the house the one day, and there was a desk in the sunroom, and Larry said, just throw everything out in there. And he said, no, take your time. You know, we're going to go through it. And inside a book is where we found something. So that would have been in the dumpster, but we managed to find that. And also, Larry is the client whom on our consultation evaluation, they thought that dining room set was worth a pretty penny, mm-hmm. and that was one of the items Larry alluded to that he thought was worth something but turned out to be nothing. And sitting next to me was that Boy Scout
uniform,
the Eagle Scout uniform we discussed in one of our prior interviews. And that was one of those little mini gems. But throughout the house, the reason it took so long is because we were obviously looking for any money that might have been buried. And it was almost floor to ceiling in quite a few of the rooms. We did find a lot of military memorabilia that his dad brought back from the European theater. And that turned out to have some significant value.
Now, when you find things of this nature, how do you advise individuals? Do you have people that you're in contact with that may find these items valuable or pay for these items? Or do you just say, all right, would you say to Larry, look, Larry, you're going to have to contact somebody because we think this might be worth something?
No, after 30-plus years of doing this, I doubt there's an item I haven't seen, although you never know what you might run into that you're not familiar with. But I have the contacts all around the world these days. And if there's something I'm not familiar with or Joe's not familiar with, we'll know exactly where to go to find that out. But in Larry's case, pretty much everything was typical Buffalo, Western New York home.
Larry, you never had a concern about leaving the Bednarczyks there or there, you know, when you couldn't be around going through the home?
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I had an extra set of keys made up for Joe in case I couldn't be there. And I also gave him the password for the alarm system. So, no, I had no problem at all.
See, young Joe said, why couldn't this have happened when I was dating? No, I'm just kidding. Just a joke. But, no, I think these are things that, you know, that people want to be comfortable. People, you know, and unfortunately, we live in a society now and at a time where people can't be. There's a lot of doubt out there. There's a lot of suspicion, you know, and I think that the other thing you have to be careful of, and I think it's good. I noticed this as I was coming up today. The trucks for Andrews Estate Services are very clearly marked. Because how many times do you hear something about somebody rolls up to a house, unloads stuff, you know, like looks like they're moving, putting stuff into a van or whatever, and people don't know anything about it. People might be out of town. They clear out the house while they're gone. So this is something that you guys are, you know, people get used to seeing you in the neighborhood. And
actually, in this particular case, we normally put all our signs out as well when we're working at a house. But I had advised Larry, since we were going to be there for such a long period of time, we did not want to, quote unquote, advertise that we're going to be in the neighborhood. If we were there a week or two, it'd be different. But since we were there for such a moderate amount of time, I felt it better not to put our signage out in front. I mean, we get enough advertising from Senior Radio Buffalo, good old SRB, so that wasn't needed. But it, just for safety's sake, even though Larry did have the security system in place, which was wonderful, there was just the possibility that there might have been some issues if somebody had, you know, found out that there was something of value in the house.
Well, that's good insight. Larry Bartos, thanks for joining us this morning. We're wrapping up this segment of the program. Thank you. We appreciate your comments.
All righty. You have a, guys have a great day.
You too. And to the Bednarczyks, the phone number for Andrews Estate Services.
Yes, our phone number is 716-873-7440. Once again, 716-873-7440. And you can visit us on the web, AES86.com. Once again, AES86.com.
All right. Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.